As far as I can tell, this is the only thing we need to do. The meeting of the Osage Nation Congressional Committee on Education will come to order. Time 8:15, roll call please.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Edwards. Form.
Next item on the agenda is a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day as we go about the work of our Congress today. Give us strong hearts, kind minds, kind hearts and strong minds to do the will of the people. Be with our Osage families today, those in service, those who are ill and in need of your special prayers. Yes, these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We can have kind heads and strong hearts. Minutes of September 22nd. Chairman, entertain a motion to approve the minutes of September 22nd, 2016.
So moved.
Motion. Motion second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right. Next item. We have no presentation today. Well, maybe we do. Congressman Shaw, do you have any presentation for us?
No. I'm sure all we're just presently seeing the assistance I can provide if there's no new update.
I think we're winding down. We're to the point of working on putting in numbers for our direct assistance, and then we should be ready to go with this. So last meeting and meeting before, we interlined certain items of our direct assistance, which you'll see on the minutes right here. Everybody following me? Those are interlined into the bill. We also have the financial report from Chad Cobb of 9/15/16, which looks like this, which has those line item numbers of spending. And I think we should go through and line item that spending and look at the overall number that's proposed for direct assistance. Perhaps talk about why there isn't. We'll talk about it amongst ourselves, I guess, why there's a large increase in direct assistance here with no corresponding explanation in the plan. So, you guys have your bill from last year too, so you can see. You have it? Okay, you want to read off what the numbers were for last year, and then we can look at what was spent and decide if there needs to be any changes.
Okay, for college was at 976 of the 1661, they had April 18th, 2016. 976, college entrance testing assistance program, 15,000.
Okay. It shows that $7,631 was spent. Anybody have a problem putting $15,000 back into that line?
No.
Chair would entertain a motion to interline after college entrance testing assistance program $15,000.
So moved.
The motion.
Second.
There's a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All right,
Sylvan Learning Nationwide, are you getting this? We're going down. We put these in the minutes.
Okay.
So we're interlining next to the minutes. Nationwide College Sylvan Learning Center voucher. Lot of how much?
$125,000.
We spent $47,992 so far. This is the one where, if you recall, you had to have a D most of the year in order to get, to be able to use this open.
Has that changed?
Yes, that's changed to a C, I believe.
And Sylvan is all over.
Right.
Nationwide.
Right.
Question, is there a national norm of that grade point? You have a C or D, you get into Sylvan, or if you have a B or A, you don't need to do that, do you?
No.
That's poor.
It's for people that are, that need help in math and reading.
Isn't a C average? If you have average grade, would you put your child in Sylvan? Question, I just.
I have before, just to help them get up to the B and A range.
So, what's the dollar, how many people did we serve at the Sylvan?
You have no report. You know that.
That's.
You have nothing. So it's $47,992 last year. We could easily drop it $25,000. We could probably drop it $50,000 and see if we can get by.
Clarification. The $47,000?
Yes.
Is that how much that's left in that line item?
No, that's how much was spent.
Oh, okay. So it's in that.
So there's still $50,000 or $75,000.
$75,000.
Left as of 9/15, so I don't see a reason to put that same amount in there.
So.
Yes.
So what you're saying, there's still $50,000 left.
$75,000.
$75,000.
This is what.
This is what we broke down.
And this is what they will spin out. So we still have $75,000 left.
Turn our attention to place $100,000 in there? Or $75,000? I think both of them, the next one too, only used $42,000 for that one. And that was $125,000 also, right?
Yeah.
So let's, I think we should drop both of them to at least $100,000.
My opinion. I'm gonna put $100,000.
How much is left?
Seven.
They spent $42,000. So there's still $42,000 in that.
Go ahead, you're gonna make.
So, just motion to interline $100,000 at the Nationwide Sylvan Learning Center voucher and the SH County Certified Teacher voucher program. Lot is there, motion?
Yeah.
Second.
Motion and a second, you got it?
And is that for both of those lines?
Each of them.
Oh, for each.
Okay.
What do you wanna do, both together?
Yeah, that's fine.
Which one?
I thought we were gonna both together.
So you want it to be $100,000 total, so $50,000 for each one?
No, $100,000 for each one.
Right. All those in favor signify by saying yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, youth council, how much is in that?
I have $10,000.
Anybody want?
And $800,000 was.
I know, that's good. Should we entertain a motion to leave it at $10,000 for the youth council?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes?
Yes.
Yes. So accommodation awards, that one's under right now, $1,487.50's been used, and there was $1,000 in there?
Correct.
Should we entertain a motion for $2,000 under stolen accommodation?
So move.
Second.
All those those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, Summer Youth, Osage Nation, Employment, he didn't even give us the number for that.
I was gonna say, I don't have the number for that.
How much was it last year?
$50,000.
Chairman entertain a motion for $50,000 to the Osage Youth, Summer Osage Youth, Osage Nation Employment.
Summer.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, the Career Technology, I know that was low.
He's gonna come back with.
Right.
Something.
It's, we've used 136, how much does it say in there?
$130.
160? What do you guys want to do? Pick your number, Rob.
Just the top of my head, looking at it, 145.
Okay.
Second.
Using that.
All.
Appropriate 130.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, other direct assistance. There's $1,150,000 in this, and last year there was 801.
I have for other 369,963. And there's that
29,000
spent.
200. No, 267,000 was spent. See that one down now?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, you're right. That's a problem.
I don't know what other direct assistance is.
How much did we get now?
369,963.
That was supposed to be the number for the difference between 867 and what we interlined. So I think we should. I don't know where we got that money.
That's the tricky one.
Chair, we entertain a motion for to put $400,000 in the other direct assistance line.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Chairman entertain a motion to adjust totals accordingly on line 128. The daily substitute.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Is anybody?
Actually, did we our direct service line now, where are we, what was proposed and what are we doing?
400, 500, 600, 700, looks like about $800,000. Sure. So if it's wrong, somebody will tell us something. Mm-hmm. Won't give us any information, but they'll tell us we were wrong. Now this other $100,000, I don't have a clue what that is. How's the committee feel about that?
I don't have a clue. Which line? What line items?
It's line 131 on the bill. It says other $100,000. The rules say, or the law says, if you're going to put other, you're supposed to explain what the other is. Chair to entertain a motion to strike other $100,000. Yes.
Make amendment and insert $1.
All right. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. Discussion? That'll hold the line.
It's just, we don't know what it's for.
That's exactly.
Rather than cut it to zero. I'm agreeing cutting it to $1 or something. You can lose money.
All those in favor signify by saying yes?
Yes.
All right. Another amendment that I have is in let me see your community substitute, I want some key papers. Under section 8, insert a B. The current positions in this division are authorized for FY 2017. No new positions for FY 17 were presented to the Congress and therefore not authorized until such time as the terms of the Osage Nation Merit Law are complied with. Or why don't I just leave it? No new positions were presented to Congress for FY 17 and therefore not authorized, period. No, I'll leave that until such time as the terms of the Osage Nation Merit Law are complied with.
What would that be on?
Well, B.
It's a new one.
Yeah, page.
What, 58?
Page 4, line 158.
What's that one?
Any discussion? We're supposed to go over there, present their position description, get a range, bring it, let us know what it is, bring the support documentation.
Yeah. Dr. Norris made the motion.
Yes.
So you need a second.
Archie second.
Second.
Sorry. Did no one second?
That's not Archie second.
Well, second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Move to entertain a motion to report ONCA 1693 committee substitute as amended to the Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Gov. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right. I'd like for us to do some committee intent. To show that the committee received no requests for new positions. No salary range for new positions. No support documentation. Information in response to the subpoena. Agenda is consideration of ONCA 1679, an act to acknowledge, recognize, and reward SH students who have earned the status of academic achievement and excellence grades 7 through 11, 2016 academic year by supporting and rewarding their participation in summer 2017 academic camps for higher achievers through just one-time pilot program. The sponsor is Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is an effort to, again, just what the title says, acknowledge our achievers, which I think sometimes is overlooked, or we just fail to acknowledge their academic status. There's a lot of seemingly camps and for accelerated students throughout the summer. This is a pilot program that we're going to try to check with over in education earlier and the drafting of this bill early, and it was received favorably that we can do this again as a pilot program looking at students who have been acknowledged by their system, school systems, as achievers. They want to go to some sort of camp during the summer of 2017. That's what this is for. The second bill coming up, and I'll jump ahead, is what I need to do in this bill is, I think maybe you already presented that.
No, I think meeting this first time.
Oh, okay. The purpose of presenting this bill and what I want to do with this is to strike section.
Roll that on,
because I want to strike two.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. Is this going to pop up in the next bill? And it has to do with
the authorization and appropriation?
Yeah, those appropriation things want to strike, and I don't have numbers on that. I think it's section 3 or 4. Would you go get that?
Yeah, let me
get a small one. I don't have a number or. Again, we don't know. We want to get the message out to the students nationwide for those kids that might have access to, say, the Duke Tech program or science and arts program through the summer. Usually they're 2 weeks, 3 weeks kind of things. Music camp, band camps for those students that are sitting in the first chair or the leaders in the whatever. And the dollar amount, based on what Eli and I were able to pull out, total numbers of kids, 7th through the 11th grade, and of that, around 10% of them will be achievers. So we put our heads together, came up with a dollar. Yeah, the authorization for that authorization, I want to strike that section 3 and section 4.
What numbers are they on?
I don't have numbers on them. I do. Trey said he would number them for me when we come out of here.
Okay.
My presentation for this committee is to strike, make an amendment, strike section 3, section 4 out of this bill.
Okay, so the executive branch is going to create all the qualifications and timing and all that?
Yep. It's a pilot program. If they can do it, we can support these kids with some assistance, up to $1,000. And some camps cost more than that, but at least it's some input along for those children who want it.
Are you amenable to having the bill pass and have them bring the program to us?
Program defined program. What do you
what they're going to do? And then appropriate the money in the spring?
Yeah, because I'm just thinking of bringing us the program. I'm thinking of dating it by,
well,
I don't know, the end of the first semester?
Yeah, I mean, we can have interim meetings and make sure, and this could be like one of the main topics on the meeting, is let's see what you got put together, how this is going to work.
because they've got to market it first. And they're going to put it all together. And what I wanted to do again is to leave it on the shoulders of our education committee down there in Holland.
Right.
Let these guys go to work. You know, how hard is it going to be to look at somebody's paperwork? And if they're 3.8, 3.9, 4 point, boom, you know, they're up there already qualified. That's just my thoughts, but I'd let people in Holland do that. And again, not have a third party, but just let our people go to work down there.
Okay. The first amendment worker.
Did you make a motion earlier to strike section 3 and 4? Do you want to?
Yes. Numbers? Did not make a motion. That's my reason for being here. I'd like to make a motion to strike section 3 and 4 out of this bill.
What do you mean? I can X-tray what the numbers are.
Sure.
Well, you may not be able to read it.
Just section 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? Yeah, so I was thinking, you know, we start, we hope for the best, and then we fear the worst, and I don't know what happens after that. But I thought we would spend some time getting them to pass this out without the money, get them to get us something that looks like they're actually going to be able to do it and achieve it, and then we can go back and appropriate the funds. You know, I want them to publish the application and make sure they've got enough time to advertise in the paper. And I'm not too much in favor of first come, first serve, because that doesn't work well.
There's a cap on that, so it's when they hit that cap, that's it.
So I think it is a good idea to put on the appropriation for this program after we see what it's going to look like.
Just to the next bill of appropriations. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Congresswoman Edwards was just asking if you would be amenable to waiting on the appropriation for the spring, possibly. I just wonder about the timing, if it's all for 2016-17 school year.
What's this year?
Right. If we don't appropriate the money until next April.
Our next bill has got the appropriation in it.
I know, but is it for the, I thought it was for the summer, next summer.
It's for the students that are in this academic year now, and it's for next summer projects.
Right. Any other ideas? You want to ponder it and put it back? We've got one more meeting set next week. Are you ready to go? Minutes? Scan it for us. All right, so it's a pilot program. It's for accelerated middle and high school students that are enrolled in accelerated schedules. Okay. And we'll see what they come back with in terms of their application or their qualifications. Maybe we should we include some language? The Education Department shall develop and present the program to the Congress for appropriation no later than whatever the date is, April 1st. Okay. All right.
What did you just say?
She asked if the committee would like to put, basically, tell, say that the executive branch shall develop the program and submit to Congress by a date certain. I said that I would prefer not to, but if you would prefer doing so, it should be all known. Go along with you, sponsoring that.
I lean either way and let the committee at your council. What do you think?
Well, I just always like to make sure that they, I mean, other than if you don't put something in there, then when are they supposed to have it ready?
I don't know. It's a good place to email them and communicate like that.
Okay. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'll track it for sure.
Put it on the agenda when you tell me they've got it ready and ready for particular that.
The what on the agenda? This bill?
No, the program itself.
Oh, exactly.
The term, to me, that's when we should appropriate, when we're satisfied that they've got something that put together that is going to work, or at least going to be fair.
On the flip side?
Yes.
On the flip side of that, if they knew how much money they had, then they would appropriation.
Well, I'd like to see them tell us how many people there, how many kids there are in the gifted and talented.
We don't know that. There's no stats for that. We're going to create it with this particular.
Okay.
So that section D, accelerated middle school and high school students, is that the only definition of accelerated? So are we going to let them define what the education department define accelerated? Yeah.
We would assume that if they turn in a application with their GPA and it's a 4 or 3.5, they're probably accelerated.
I would assume that, but I just didn't know that that would.
I'm not putting that in there. Let these guys do that.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Well, there I think in B is more kind of the criteria. Pretty broad, includes athletic potential, or excellent athletic potential.
And so would that be inclusive of students in Washington State, Texas also?
Yes, nationwide.
Nationwide.
This is the flip side of all of the civil learning there that we've got on the other side. We've got accelerated for those kids.
Well, I do support that.
Chairman, entertain a motion to move this legislation. Congressman Walker.
Motion to report out ONCA 1679 to Congress with the pre-passed recommendation as amended.
Second. Motion and a second. Did you get the people that did it? Walker. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, the next item is consideration of 16-104, an act to authorize and appropriate $300,000 to the executive branch for the summer scholarship awards and to establish an alternate effective date. That's the one I suggested that we postpone and let them get presentation to us on what they're going to do and hear how much money they think it's going to cost. I hear you. $300,000 would give 300 students.
Correct.
The way things are going with lack of information, I think that I personally think they need to come and talk to us about what they're going to do and show us something. That's the only way I've gotten anything accomplished, is to push to get them to put stuff down on paper and have it ready so that it makes sense to the students. Those are the people that are going to have to try to navigate these waters, and if they don't have anything written down, it doesn't usually go well.
When do you need to have that information to make you comfortable?
Well, I'd like it by the first of the year. I thought somebody made the suggestion by the end of the year. I thought that was a good suggestion.
So I am aware that in legislative things, many times there are bills that are passed out that have no funding with them, but they get passed later on, appropriations fall. Just throw that out there. However, I would be happy if this particular bill passed out as is.
Gentlemen?
Let me understand what Speaker Mason just said. He said that he would be happy if the bill passed out as is. That's what funding is.
It's reported, correct?
Okay.
But also, there's thought that perhaps striking the funding, we could strike the funding and pass out the bill.
That's already happened.
Oh, that's already happened.
So now there's another bill that has the funding in it. This is the one we're looking at right now. And I'm saying, let's put that one on hold for a couple of months, pending getting something in writing to this committee that shows us, okay, they've figured it out, they've got it together, they know how they're gonna do it, they've got an application process, they're ready to roll it out March 1. They're gonna give everybody 2 months notice. Yes.
I, for one, would like to hear how the program's gonna be implemented first. We don't know if $300,000 is even gonna be enough for it, as we're just based now on the 300 students. I'm just trying to think of, there might be money for advertising and printing and payment for administrating the bill. So that's something to consider. That's why I'd be interested in hearing their take on how they're going to implement and administer it first. So I would be in favor of postponing the appropriation. That's my take on it.
Congressman Walker.
I'm leaning towards postponing as well. I don't feel real strongly either way about it. I notice in this appropriation authorization, should we put in accordance with LNCA 1679 or something like that in there? Now it just says, you know, there's $300,000 for summer scholarships.
Yes. It should reference the bill, but it's... Does it only carry out the... Well, it does say for the purpose of awarding summer scholarships to OSH students. That's a little... That's not really exactly true. It really is to award scholarships for students who have earned academic achievement and excellence, grades 7 through 11, to support their participation in summer 2017 academic camps for higher achievers. That's what it says on the title. Isn't that plus the title still the same? Congressman Mason or Speaker Mason?
With the questions and excellent responses that the committee's giving, I as a sponsor would certainly entertain holding this particular bill.
Yeah, why don't you go figure out that we need some Titan language in that. There's still another meeting.
Would you feel comfortable in entertaining the motion to postpone the bill? Call the chair.
Sure.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're done. Chair, will you entertain a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor signify by